2005, the Jules Verne year. 2005 marks the 100th anniversary of Verne's death. Jules Verne, 1828 to 1905, was a French author. He is often regarded as the father of science fiction. Verne wrote about space, air, and underwater travel long before they were possible. He was born in Nantes, France, and ran away to sea at the age of 11. After he was sent home in disgrace, he vowed to travel only in his imagination. He carried out this pledge in more than 50 works that combine exciting adventure and scientific fantasy. Verne studied law in Paris. When Verne's father discovered that his son was writing rather than studying the law, he promptly withdrew his financial support. Consequently, he was forced to support himself as a stockbroker, which he hated, although he was somewhat successful at it. During this period, he met the authors Alexandre Dumas and Victor Hugo, who offered him some advice on his writing. Verne's situation improved when he met Pierre Jules Hetzel, one of the most important French publishers of the 19th century, who also published Victor Hugo, George Sand, and Ekman Chatrian, among others. When they met, Verne was 35 and Hetzel 50, and from then until Hetzel's death, they formed an excellent writer-publisher team. Hetzel's advice improved Verne's writings, which until then had been rejected and rejected again by other publishers. Hetzel read a draft of Verne's story about the balloon exploration of Africa. The story had been rejected by other publishers on the ground that it was too scientific. With Hetzel's help, Verne rewrote the story, and in 1863, it was published in book form as Cinq semaines en ballon, 5 weeks in a balloon. Acting on Hetzel's advice, Verne added comical accents to his novels, changed sad endings into happy ones, and toned down various political messages. Verne's best-known work is Around the World in 80 Days. The book's hero is Phileas Fogg, an English gentleman noted for his cool-headedness and ingenuity. During a discussion at his London club, Fogg bets that he can travel around the world in 80 days, a seemingly impossible task at that time. He is accompanied on the journey by his French valet Passepartout and by Detective Fix, who has been sent by the club to observe his progress. During their adventures in many parts of the world, Fogg masters every obstacle with unflappable ease. Among his other classic books are Journey to the Centre of the Earth, From the Earth to the Moon, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and Mysterious Island. Verne's works have been the source of many films, beginning in 1902 with A Trip to the Moon, by the pioneering French film director Georges Méliès. Around the World in 80 Days was made into a highly successful movie in 1956. He remains the most translated novelist in the world in 148 languages, according to the UNESCO statistics.